and this is Pedro Reyes. I'm right here on Setting the Standard, KPFA 94.1 FM. And right now on the line with us, we have Andreina, who's going to be telling us a little bit about some of the events happening at the Mission Cultural Center for Latino Arts. So welcome to the show, Andreina. How are you?
I feel so good, Pedro. Thank you so much for inviting me over. I am so stoked to be sharing with all of y'all, all the listeners, what the MCCLA is about. You know, there are it still surprises me that a lot of people don't know this beautiful community resource, and I am so happy to be telling you a little bit about what we offer.
That's right. And so tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do there? And, you know, what's going to be happening in the near future?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, I am Andreina Maldonado. I'm the events coordinator for the MCCLA, the Mission Cultural Center. And, you know, it's a wide canvas. Everything is possible at the center. So I help our artists that come through with an idea, with a plan, a project that they want to see present to the community. And so I help them visualize that dream and make it happen with a full staff in volunteers, our staff, you know, our beautiful, beautiful spaces at the center. So we were really proud to do this kind of collaboration. Just last night, we had the closing reception of the East Side Story, and we saw more than 500 people come through, show up, support the arts, you know, and so that's what we're all about. I want to invite everybody to come use this space, and we're going to start next week having an amazing event called the Cinemas San Francisco Latino Film Festival. That's going to be happening all through the week of the 21st to the 27th. Every night we're going to be screening one film by either a local or an international Latino director from anywhere from Mexico, Colombia, Venezuela. We have some films from Brazil and Peru. So every night we're going to be screening these films and celebrating the Heritage Month, you know, celebrating filmmakers and actors from our countries. And MCCLA will be raffling off two T-shirts, all sizes, men and women, and also we have kids. We're going to be raffling off T-shirts, MCCLA T-shirts, at the end of every screening. So you got to come out, you know, you got to come out and support, and maybe perhaps you can take a really cool design home. So that's going to be happening on the 21st through the 27th, also having a free screening on the 21st by the director Torres, and the movie is called Habana Eva, and it's a Venezuelan movie, so we're really excited to be screening that free film at 3 p.m. at the Mission Cultural Center. And that's one of the kinds of events that we host, you know, film festival. We also have an open mic for the whole community that's going to be happening on the 18th of September, or every third Thursday of the month. We're going to be opening the space for all artists, from musicians to poetry, maybe dance, you know, or acting, theater. So we're going to open the theater for all of us to share our talents and, you know, perform in a very intimate setting and with amazing professional tools. So it's completely free, and we're just going to be sharing that. That's every third Thursday, an open mic called La Voz del Barrio. So that's one thing. I think that's for all in September. That's the calendar of events for the Mission Cultural Center of September. But, you know, in October we have amazing events as well, all the way from Beat Shop is a hip-hop showcase here in the Bay Area, showcasing young artists, rappers, and dancers. That's on October 3rd, starting at 7 p.m. Also, on October 5th, we have another film festival, but this time it's an immigrant film festival celebrating narratives, shorts, documentaries from immigrant people all around the world, you know, from not only South and Central America, but really from Europe and from Asia. So we're going to be celebrating migrant workers and their experiences living outside of their countries. So that's October 5th, starting at 2:30 and 4:30, two screenings of more than 15 short movies. So that's going to be really fun. Then on October 9th, that's a Thursday night, we're going to be having another hip-hop event, but this time with some amazing young ladies from Oaxaca, Mexico, Oaxaca, Mexico, from the Bay Area here, San Jose, Berkeley. The event is called Hip-Hop Queens from Oaxaca to the Bay. And so it's going to be really exciting. We have more than 6 young female artists sharing their love and activism in the community. On October 10th through the 12th, we're going to be having a Cuban festival with more than 10 renowned Cuban teachers from around the area celebrating Cuban culture through music, art, and dance. On October 10th, we're going to have a showcase of the masters doing their thing. The show starts at 8 p.m., and it's a ticket price, and it should be really fun. On October 11th, it's the same thing, two nights of shows, and then October 12th, the whole day of dance workshops starting from 10 a.m. and ending at 6 p.m., all workshops from really great teachers. And at the end, we're going to have a rumba, a party. So we invite all of the community to come participate in this really amazing festival that's going to happen from October 10th to October 12th. We're really excited about. We also have La Voz del Barrio again on October 16th, a place where you can come share your talents, music, poetry, spoken word, dance, all at 8 p.m., starting at 8 p.m., La Voz del Barrio open mic. And then I believe that finally, well, we're going to be working on our Day of the Dead, our renowned Day of the Dead celebration here at the Mission. We have really amazing free workshops with our curator for this year's Day of the Dead, El Profesor Demetrio Barrita, is offering workshops every Thursday and every Saturday at 11 a.m., totally free and involving this year's theme, which is Reuse, Renew, Recycle, an Infinite Cycle. So we're really excited to have Professor Demetrio sharing with us all of his talents. Again, that's every Thursday and Saturday at 11 a.m., free workshops. And then, of course, leading up to November 2nd, which is our opening of Day of Dead. It should be really fun, really amazing, and inviting all of the community to come and participate with us, all of these delicious, awesome celebrations.
And once again, we are talking with Andreina from the Mission Cultural Center for Latino Arts out there in the Mission between 24th and 25th, and that's 1868 Mission Street, San Francisco, Califas.
That's right. It's 2868, I have to tell you. 2868.
Excuse me, yeah.
So, yeah, we want to see new faces. They want to see the young, the parents, the old folks, you know, gathering up in this beautiful space to share art and ideas. There's also another event that I really want to invite the community of October 15th. It's a meet and greet with MCCLA staff. Basically, what we want to do is show the community what we're doing, you know, as a cultural center. And the most important thing is to receive feedback, receive really, really good feedback from the community and, you know, community leaders that perhaps have a vision for the center. And so this is an opportunity to come out and say, voice your opinion about what we should do. So I encourage everybody to think about coming. That's on October 15th. And the time is to be announced, but I will let you know. But just put on your calendars. It's really important for us to have your presence.
And where can folks go get more information?
People can get information on our website is www.missionculturalcenter.org. And we have it up today, not only with events and ticket prices and ticket links, but also with workshops and teachers or classes. We also have, obviously, the amazing Misión Gráfica on the fourth floor doing print, screen printing and etching and all of this wonderful resource for the community. We also have them on our website. And, you know, so you have all the information there, all the way to contact us. And obviously, of course, you know, follow us through the social media, which everybody seems to be doing this time. On Facebook, we're just Mission Cultural Center. Also on Instagram, SFMCCLA. And the tweeting, of course, we're always there. So let us know that you're present, and we're open. The doors are open for you.
That's right. And once again, just real quickly, what time is the festival starting this week? And, you know, what are some of the, you know, upcoming films that folks can already start to kind of check out?
Sure. So the first screening, which is on the 21st, is a Sunday, starting at 3 p.m. We're going to be screening Habana Eva, a Venezuelan film, and that's totally free. Everybody's welcome. You know, get the mood starting. You may also take some t-shirts home, so settle in the mood for the rest of the week. And then starting on Tuesday, September 23rd, we're going to have another film at 7 p.m. So from then on, from Tuesday to Friday, it's one film per night starting at 7 p.m. And I don't have the sheet with all of the directors in my hand, but I can tell you that they're wonderful filmmakers, which a lot of them will be present at the night of the screen. So you might, you know, we can ask them questions and just interact with these people that have created such a wonderful project. But so every night starting at 7 p.m. Tuesday, September 23rd, Wednesday, September 24th, and Thursday, September 25th, Friday, September 26th, every night, 7 p.m. at the Mission Cultural Center's theater. You can come watch a film, maybe take some t-shirts home. You can also buy an all-access pass, which we are offering for only $40. Each screen is at a cost of $10. For students with ID and the elderly, seniors, and the general audience is $12. So really, buying an all-access pass gets you, you're saving at least $15 on, you know, on these movies, and you get to see one or all of them, and you get to share them with your friends. So we encourage you to purchase this all-access pass. And then, of course, on the 27th of September, which is a Saturday, we're going to be filming four films, actually, from 3 p.m. all the way starting at 1 p.m. Cry Now is that's the one I can remember. The title of the movie is called Cry Now, by a local filmmaker, and that's going to start at 1 p.m. There's another function at 3 p.m., another one at 5 p.m., and the last ending one at 7 p.m., which is called, the title is called Avenues in South American Cholo, celebrating the lowriding culture that we've been doing. We're going to show a documentary about lowriding culture in Brazil. So we're really stoked.
Wow, that sounds awesome, definitely.
Yes. So we encourage all the community to come out. This is Cinema, San Francisco Latino Film Festival. You know, they're putting a great work this year, and they're having opening nights. I believe this is on the 19th of September. And you can check out their website, just SF Latino Film Festival, for more information about where the party's going to be at and their screening time.
That's right, and I heard they're going to be having a party at the Brick and Mortar on September 19th out there as well, after the opening, I think it was.
That's right, yeah, we're celebrating the opening of this wonderful festival on the 19th, and the community is welcome to you know, reserve your spot and celebrate with us.
Right on, and once again, you know, why do you think it's important to keep the arts alive and, you know, be able to continue to offer, you know, events and the cultural events specifically?
Absolutely, yeah. The reason why the arts needs to be alive in our community especially is because, you know, the generations keep growing. The kids, there's always kids in our neighborhoods, and they are like a brat, you know, a sponge ready to absorb everything that's going on around them. And so providing them with a beautiful avenue from which to see life through art is an amazing opportunity for them to grow up as a confident young man or woman. So, you know, providing arts for the young folks and from all the way until they age is a really important, essential part of life, so that people can have a perspective, you know, and a different way of doing things. So at the MCCLA, we're proud to provide and to celebrate and preserve all of these traditional arts that may be Latinos, and we're celebrating that heritage from us, but it's not all Latinos. You know, we welcome all ethnicities. Any project is all about sharing a vision and a project and making our community a healthy organism.
That's right. And once again, we want to say thank you to you, Andreina, for doing all the good work out there and putting these events together and continuing to bring cultura to the barrio, allí en la Misión, right there on 24th and 25th. And I heard recently you also had a lowrider show happening as well.
It was amazing. It was yesterday. We had the whole street, public spaces, taking them back. So we're really thrilled. Four lines of lowrider cars. We may do another one. We're excited.
Most definitely. And once again, we want to say thank you to you for being right here with us on Setting the Standard and taking a little bit of that time from your busy schedule to do what you got to do, in that sense of letting us be informed of the events that are happening there.
Oh, I am so grateful to have you, Pedro, with Setting the Standard, talking about the good things in our community and supporting the arts in the community, KPFA 94.1.
That's right. And once again, we want to say muchas gracias. Aquí estamos. Si no nos vamos, como siempre, somos pocos, pero locos, ¿que no?
Ah, sí, locos, siempre.
Órale, pues. Entonces, once again, you are tuned in to Setting the Standard. We'll be right back after this quick music break. Stick around right here on KPFA 94.1 FM.